The ability to print currency gives us immense power. It means, among other things, that we can continue to make loans that will never be repaid, and that we ourselves can accumulate huge debts. By the beginning of 2003, the United States' national debt exceeded a staggering $6 trillion and was projected to reach $7 trillion before the end of the year, roughly $24,000 for each U.S. citizen. Much of this debt is owed to Asian countries, particularly to Japan and China, who purchase U.S. Treasury securities, essentially IOUs, with funds accumulated through sales of consumer goods, including electronics, computers, automobiles, appliances, and clothing goods, to the United States and the worldwide market. As long as the world accepts the dollar as its standard currency, this excessive debt does not pose a serious obstacle to the corporatocracy. However, if another currency should come along to replace the dollar, and if some of the United States' creditors, Japan or China, for example, should decide to call in their debts, the situation would change drastically. The United States would suddenly find itself in a most precarious situation. In fact, today the existence of such a currency is no longer hypothetical. The euro entered the international financial scene on January 1, 2002, and is growing in prestige and power with every passing month. The euro offers an unusual opportunity for OPEC if it chooses to retaliate for the Iraq invasion, or if for any other reason it decides to flex its muscles against the United States. A decision by OPEC to substitute the euro for the dollar as its standard currency would shake the empire to its very foundations. If that were to happen, and if one or two major creditors were to demand that we repay our debts in euros, the impact would be enormous. I had these things on my mind on the morning of Good Friday, April 18, 2003, as I walked the short distance from my house to the converted garage that serves as my office, sat down at the desk, turned on the computer, and, as usual, went to the New York Times website. The headline leaped out at me. It immediately transported me from my thoughts about the new realities of international finance, the national debt, and euros, back to that of my old profession. U.S. gives Bechtel a major contract in rebuilding Iraq. The article stated, "The Bush administration awarded the Bechtel Group of San Francisco the first major contract today in a vast reconstruction plan for Iraq." Farther down the page, the authors informed readers that the Iraqis will then work with the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, institutions in which the United States enjoys wide influence, to reshape the country.